That's analogous to the case of Perikvov Mishneh Ches, of like Hoyo Beli and Aboim So Vitachten in Klum in Malad Dikatev Nisleli. So it overflows. So there is no Marasayin. There we don't have any Marasayin. So it's fine. All right. He diar be Sali Zaysim, Visali Anovi, Vishinu Esmarov is kosher. In other words, the one of the psalim in the mikveh is shinumar. Ishinumar. But when does the shinumar pass on the mikveh? Only if the shinumar takes effect as a result of a mixture, let's say, of wine and water. So in other words, if so much wine was dumped into the mikveh that the mare of the mikveh in its entirety changed, it's not white anymore, it's red, it's yellow, I mean, whatever. So then the mikveh is possible. So only when the shinumaret results from a mamushes, let's say, from a taruves of miperes, that have a different mare. But if the shinumaret results from the fact that he rinsed salizesim visaleanovim, So in other words, it didn't result from any taruves of mamoshes. So then it doesn't pass. Vishino esmarov kosha da adochas kelim v'chshive shinomare. Only when the shinomare results from the taruves of mamoshes. Rabbi Yisei meyatzeva dye water is paceless ami paceless mishlei shalugim. The dye water has a din of mayim, and memele it passes at bishleishalugim, and it doesn't passel bishinomare. No, for the seichel yad. Now, so if it is idea bishalizesim, then it's not possible on the basis of shinomare, because there is no mamoshes. Mashay, can if no for the seichel yad umeya. Vishinu esmarov is possible because there the shinumara results from itaruves of mamoshes. Kesat yase. So, but there is a way to rectify it. Even let's say if you dumped some wine, the quantity of wine that was dumped in the mikveh changed the mare of the mikveh. So it's possible, but it doesn't mean it cannot be rectified. It still can be rectified. Kitzat yase yam tilei acheyedu kshomim v'yazu mareyin limare amayim. So, if, let's say, it starts raining, and then more water comes in, and that changes the mare to the mare of water, so then it's kosher again. Ho yu abe aboim so mimal mikatev nisn liseichei. And so that, when does he have to resort to a hamtone achiyadukshomim if he doesn't have memsom? So then he cannot dump water biyodayim, because then it'll parcel on the base of shov. But suppose it already has memsom, so memele he can dump it biyodayim. Hoyu biyaboim som malbikatan is lasi achiyazomareil maramayim. All right. So there are vein peisli shujamarim shindi tziveles bimamoshe. The tzivah is by Moshe, so Rabbi Yisi says it has a din of mai. Meyel mai, mai yitzim in azeisim, yam tinachi yeduk shom, ilimali vikate fi efshia. The Bechoser asking, it doesn't tell, we are dealing with the case where it doesn't have memso yet. Shul nif sabi yin lugi. But suppose it has memso, so then there is no psu of mai shul. Imali vikate fi mikre sholim, nashul in peisle, reisi leilo. No, fali sikhi yayin, hui meyel, Vishinu makes a imim be mare mai, ma boim so, hare zelo yitveil. So, suppose yain falls into the mikveh, and part of the mikveh, so, is changes the mare. So, even though, so let's say, if mine fell into the mikveh, and over here, so he changed the mare. Just here, in this section of the mikveh, he changed the mare. But in this section of the mikveh, he did not change the mare. So if in this section there is less than memso, let's say in this section where the mare has its original mare, So it's only 30 Zohar. So then it's possible to be Tevil even the 30 Zohar. I mean by Maramayim, Aboim So, I mean by Mikve, Aboim So, she is by Maramayim, lo yitvo by se Mikve, a filo by se Tzad, she is by Maramayim, vim tov alo yolso lo yitvilem. Now, Mishnehe, shlei shalugi mayim, vinof alo seichon kutef yayim, vare marein ki mara yayim, vinof lo le Mikve lo yiposluo. So, if there are shlei shalugi mayim, vinof alo seichon kutef yayim, Vari Marein, Kimari Ayayin, Vinoflu and Mikve is Loi Pasluo. Why? Because it had, so in this case, of Shleisha Lugi Mayin, Vinoflu and Seichon Kurtef Yayin, Varein, Marein, Kimari Ayayin, Vinoflu and Mikve Loi Pasluo, Hoyo Venirin, Kiayin. Umipeireis in peislim bishlei shalugim. Shloi shalugim mayim chose kurtev vinof lisichem kurtev cholov. Vari marai marein ki marai amayim vinof luimik veloi pasluo. So if you had shloi shalugim mayim less a kurtev. So it's not a mikve shlei mayis yet. I mean, I'm sorry, it's not shloi shalugim mayim as yet. So we know for the seichon, and then a kurtef of cholov fell into the shleisha lugim. Vari marein ki marei amayim. So we do not say that just because the kurtef of the cholov of the milk has the marei of mayim, that this should also be considered as mayim, and together a shleisha lugim. So marei by itself is not enough; it must have the shiur of mayim of gimulugim. And in this case, it has the mare of mayim, but it does not have the shiur of gimulugi. So mele it cannot pass. Rabbi Yechon ben Uri Eimer, hakil heilich achar amare. So according to Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, so if the mare is of mayim, so then even the cholov is considered like mayim, and together with the cholov, it has the shiur of shleisha lugim. So if that shloisha lugim mayim chosa kurtev, together with the kurtev of cholov, falls into the mikveh, so then according to Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, it passes. V'nof le mikveh lo yipaslu. Hoyl v'inirin ki yai. U'meipeirei sein peislin v'shloisha lugim. So, in the reishi, where you have shloisha lugim mayim, v'nof le suchin kurtev yayim, So in other words, you know, even though it has the shir of gimulugimayim, but since the mare is a mare of yayin, so it does not have a din of shloisha gimulugimayim. In other words, we need, according to Nekame, in order to puzzle, so we need the shio and the mare. So in the reishe, so we have the shiur, we have gimulugin mayim, but we don't have the mare of mayim, so it doesn't pass in the sefer. So we have the mare of mayim, but we don't have the shiur of mayim, so it doesn't pass in. Hakli lecha amar avol pishin acholof peis lamikve mayim shiur shleishulugin lifsul mikol mokim kim sheyesh kan shleishulugin shenirin kemayim chashvin lo kilekule mayim. Now there is a kasha of Rabbi Kvega, but we'll discuss it tomorrow. Now, so you'll have to go over the Gemara in Makkos Daf Dalet in order to understand Rabbi Kvega's kasha. Now, Mishnevov, Mikve sheyesh beyabo yimso, Michuvonis, Yodu shnayim vitov vuzeach hazeh, Horishen toi, Vehashen itome. Now we had that. In the Gemara in Gittin, so we have it. So mikveh, so if the mikveh da boim so, mitzumtze, just mem so, and then Ruvain was teveil first. So when Ruvain walks out, so he carries with him some drops of water. So that diminishes to the water in the mikveh to less than mem so. So mimele, the second one, when he immerses himself in the mikveh, he immerses himself in the mikveh that does not have him so. So mele, the tefillah of the second one is not a good tefillah. So Rishon Tov Hashini Tomei. Reb Yudei Meir, Imo Yuraglov Shol Rishin, Negiz Bimayim, Af Hashini Tomei. Why? Because Reb Yudei holds Gudachis. So if, let's say, the first one already stepped out, and his whole body is already above the level of the water of the mikveh, but his feet are still stand in the mikveh. So while his feet are still standing in the mikveh, the second one immerses himself in the mikveh, so we are mitzareig the water that is on the head of the person to the water that is in the mikveh, because kudachis, we can see that the water on top of his head as it fits down below. And since there is continuity of mashke, of drops all over the body, of tefiach la tefiach, so b'meile, and we say kudachis, so we count, we are mitzarim the water on the body as well, as if the water on the body had been inside the mikveh. That's Rabbi Yudin. Hid vil bo yesad sagus. Now let's see. So, if someone was tevil the sagus is a woolen cloth, and it absorbs a lot of water. So, if he was tevil the sagus, and then the sagus, let's say this is the sagus, that's the middle part, and here is the mikveh. Here is the mikveh. He immersed it. Then he pulled out the sagus. But part, one end of the cloth is still in the mikveh. So even though the mikveh itself does not head of at the very outset just memsor. So now that he immersed the sagus, the woolen cloth, in the mikveh, so that woolen cloth absorbed more than gimelugin, a substantial quantity of water, and that water is shov. But as long as part of the sagus is still immersed in the water, so that means that there is a chibur, there is a connection between every drop of water that is absorbed in the sagus and the water in the mikveh. So the Rav says that this din also represents the view of Rabbi Yudi. Because we say gudachis, mashenkin according to the kam, according to the rabbonim, we don't say gudachis. So the water that is absorbed in the sagus, is not considered to be miurev with water in the mikveh because we don't say gudachis. However, there are other rishonim who say the shittas Rambam is that this din of sagu, the Rambam doesn't pask like Rabbi Yudi. So in the reisha of the Mishneh, he paskens that the sheni is tomei. But here, the sefer of the Mishneh, of it will be as a sagus, he does pask. So it's a kashe. Why does he pask? All right. So the Rivosh gives the teretz that there is a difference. In the reisha of the Mishneh, u'mikveh sheyesh b'yaboyim som chavoneis. So there are just drops of water on the surface of the goof of the rishon. But there is no chef of water absorbed by the goof. The goof, the skin of a person, doesn't absorb so much water as a garment of cloth, of wool, of wool absorbs. So mainly, according to the beauty, so even though there is no chef of water in the goof, absorbed by the goof, just drops of water, individual drops of water, just of moisture, of the fiach la tfiach, so we also say gudachis. But even though there is no chef of water, according to Rabbi Yudi, according to Rabbi Onat, mashenk in the case of it will be a sasagus. In the case of it will be a sasagus. So there is a chef of water absorbed by the wool. So then, even according to Rabbi Onat, we say that the water contained in the sagus is considered as if it is miurev. Michuber and Miurev with the water in the mikveh. That's what the Rivosh says in the Rambam. All right. Hidil is a sagus below. So as long as Mikhtos in the Geber Mayim Toy, but if we pull it out completely, so of course there is no connection. So then it's not Toya because it doesn't, the mikveh does not have And in Memsor, and then something else, if he pulled out the sagus completely, and then the water squeezed out from the sagus, so it will be shov if Gimelugin would be squeezed out from the sagus, if he pulled out the sagus completely. As a matter of fact, the Rash doesn't apply this part of the Mishnah to the question as to whether the tefillah, whether the water in the sagus is mashal in the memsor. He applies this part of the Mishnah to the question as to whether the water that is squeezed out from the sagus puzzles the mikveh on the basis of gimelugin. So the Mishnah says, according to the Rash, as long as mitzvos negei b'mayim, so it doesn't puzzle a shov. But if it's not mitzvos negei b'mayim, so it does puzzle a shov. But even if it's mitzvos negei b'mayim, So the water that is squeezed out from the tap is not shov. But that doesn't mean that you can be tevel in the mikveh if there is less than memsor exclusive of the water absorbed by the sagus. So then in Ochaname, so according to the Rabbonon of Reb Yudeh, you wouldn't be, the tefillah wouldn't be ailing. Hakar v'akese shalei, כיבי שיקבי אסו סייה מן המים, המים שביסייכום. So let's say, suppose this is the cup, and the כסי שלאיר, and it has a תאיר, and then כיבי שיקבי אסו סייסו. מן המים, המים שביסייכום, אישובים. המים שביסייכום אישובים. Because the moment he picks it up, so all the water that is in the תאיר of the car and the כסי becomes שוב. And then it falls again into the mikveh, so if gimulugin falls again from the car of the keses into the mikveh, it puzzles it. Inasmuch as the mikveh now does not have memsor anymore. So what do you have to do? So in order to pull it out and not puzzle the mikveh, so you have to take it out like this, in an inverted fashion. So in other words, so it doesn't become shov. If he takes it out with the mouth towards the mikveh, so memele it doesn't become shov. Case that yasem ad bilo mas malni se derech shalei. All right, now Mishnah Vav. Vasheni toy midi vade choser shira miket lo shel rishin. Vasheni toy damrinon gudachis vavikel amayim shelo rishin bigufei he mechubor le mikveh v'lo nechzam mishurei klum. ופיר שבגמורד ויתיהו רב יהודה אלו במיילס רבונון כן שאוי תוי הלכום ויתוב על היסטוי למייסר או שאוי תוי למייסר ויתוב על היסטוי לתרומו אבל אלס מתום הגמור ליטרו דבעק לתומה ונלוח כבי יודי Now, in the Gemara Chagiga there is a machlokes, Amoroi. One says that the machlokes between Rabbonon and Rab Yudeh is dafke in regard to the rice. So then the Rabbonon say, we don't say gudachis, so memele, the sheni is tummy. But if it's negeya only the Rabbonon, let's say mile is the Rabbonon. Suppose the person, now the aloha is the chachomim or misakein, that even itoher, if he wants to eat maizah sheni, he has to be tevel. Even though he's becheskas toher, he doesn't know of any tume that overtook him. So if he's toyer lechum, but in order to be echel ma'aser sheni, he must make it tefillah. And even if he's toyer lema'aser, so in order to eat in trumo, he must make it tefillah. So that tefillah is only in the game of the rabbanon, not in the game of the reis. So one mandomar says in Chagigah that when Ad Rabbonon Chelik and Rab Yudeh, and they say that the sheni is not toyer, if it's negei the rice, let's say if the sheni was tomei mid rice, let's say it was a tomei mes or a tomei sheretz, I mean whatever, tomei mid rice, and then the sheni was tevel in this mikveh that does not have exactly memsor, it has a little less than memsor, and only by being mitzarev, the drops of water on the body of the rishay, will it have memsor? So then Rabbanon say that the sheni's tefillah is no good. Mashem came, it's negay only the Rabbanon, if the tefillah is in order to enable him to eat truma, or let's say in order to enable him to eat kedesh, so then the sheni's tefillah is a good tefillah. Because where it's the game of the Rabbanon, so even the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yehuda will apply the Aloha of Gulachis. That's one mandoma. The other mandoma says just the reverse. And they say that even Rabbi Yehuda will agree that if it's Negea the Raise, if the Shein is Tvila is with the Raise, let's say he was a Tomei Mes or a Tomei Sheretz or a Balkari, I mean, and he wants to enter the Harabais. A Balkari is not allowed to enter the Harabais where the Tvila is in Tvila with the Raise. So then even Rabbi Yehuda will be made that in spite of the fact that Ragov shall reach in the name is Bemayim, so the Shein is Tvile is not a Tvile. And when does Rabbi Yehuda say Gudach is only in the Segei the Rabbonon? And the Rabbonon, according to that Mandoma, Achelik, even in that case. So it's very strange that the Rambam in Ore, now of course, I mean, many of the Sukkies in Shas accord with the Mandoma, who says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, so even the tefillah is midraise, so the tefillah is a good tefillah. So, but here the Rav mentions Davke, the Shita of the Mandoma, that Rabbi Yehuda only applies with the Achis, where it's the game of the Rabbanon. That's strange. But we do find in the Rav, then the Rav and the Rashi, we find it, that many times when the Rav and Rashi explain in Mishneh, and when there is a machlekes in the Gemara between two Amoroim, what's the pshat in the Mishneh, and the Aloch is like one Amere, but Rashi in the Mishneh will explain the Mishneh in accordance with the view of the other Amere, that even though we don't pass like the other Amere. So here too, I mean, even though many sukkies in Shas are in accordance with the Mandoma, who says that the machlekes between Rabbonon and Rabbi Yehuda is in regard to a tefillah mit reise, but where the tefillah is in the Rabbonon, so even the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yehuda will agree that we say gudachis. So still, he explains the Mishneh according to the Mandoma. All right. Sagus beget zemerov, vikil ba'ar ve'albune, subil yamayim harbe, miktos negir ba'mayim toyev, mikvishyeg b'mem somu tzotzom isayre, vitovu be'yodom ma'achar she'id bil, ביססאגוס, תויו איש הטייבל, אבל כשנחזר שיום מקווה בתפילה ססאגוס, מאחר שמקססאגוס נגיע במים, ורבי יהודה יידי סביר עלי, אמרינו מגודח איס. So the Rav says, now the Rash applies this case of Sagus regarding the question of Mayim Shumim, not regarding the effectiveness of the tefila in the mikveh that does not have full memsor once without the water absorbed by the sagus, but only in connection with Mayim Shumim. So memele it can accord even with the Rabbonon. But in order that the tefillah should be ele for the person who is stable in it, after one was stable the sagus, And part of the sagus is already lifted above the level of the water, so the tefillah will not be able to call it Rabbah. So the Rash applies this case to the shaila of shuvim, not to the shaila of effectiveness in the mikveh, that does not have full memsor without the water absorbed by the sagus. All right. Hakar v'akesis. הקאו הקש לא יקים שיקבי סביסים מן המים המים שמסיכון שובים וחיזם ופסס המיק משלש הסלוגים שהרהויו ביו אבו ימסו מכוונס ונסחס כשיקבי הסביסים מן המים ומלא יסים דרך שוליהם כדי שלא ייפלו המים שמסיכון למקווה ויפצלו כל מימור נאו מי שתזאי היד ביל ביסם מיתו אבל פישרק לאו שיקיז ביטיתו ותאירו. So, suppose he's stable in Mito that became Tomei. So, Afal Pishe Ragleo Sheikis, Bitito Ove, there is mud in the ground of the Mikri. And the legs of the Mito, of the bed, sink into the mud. So, we could say that the Tfilah is not a good Tfilah, because the same aloha that applies to Tfilah Sodom applies to Tfilah Skelim. in regard to Tfilas Odom, if a person will immerse himself in the mikveh, but he'll raise one finger above the level of the water, so the tefillah is no tefillah. So if, let's say, one portion of the leg of the mitzvah happens to be immersed in the mud, not in the water, so there is, the tefillah is not tefillah for the mitzvah. So we say that the tefillah is a good tefillah. Why? Because mipnei shamayim mikadmi. Even though the legs of the mitzvah sink into the mud, but water enters there before. So memele, even the leg that sinks in the mud is also immersed in the water. Mikve shemeim of merudodin. What it mean? Mikve merudodin shein amayim amukim. Machmasha mikve rochet. V'amayim mispasteis b'chulei. V'av opi sheyesh b'memsor, but it's very shallow. So memele, it's impossible to immerse the goof, or even maybe Kele, if it's so shallow. So what should he do? So in other words, he has to lift the level of the water in one section of the mikveh. So then, in that one section, he'll be able to immerse himself, or to immerse if he Kele. So Kevesh, afil chvile heitzim, afil chvile kanim, kishi yispecho amayim, v'yered v'tevel. So if he puts, let's say, all around, he puts logs of wood, so mele, all the water will be raised in one section of the mikveh. So they will be able to be table himself. Machachi nisuna al maili samaoro. So let's say the mikveh is in the mor, but then there are steps, and the bulk of the water is beneath the steps. But, and on the steps, there is just an overflow of little water. So it's not enough to immerse, let's say, even a machat. So suppose it's a high step. So no water, even a little bit of water doesn't get there. So I mean, let's say even a release of mayim doesn't get there. Hoy meili chomeili. I mean, it's not a question of a release, because. Because of the aloche of here of mikvei shveres aneid, we don't need in that particular spot even a release, because it's considered mure. But suppose it's on a high step and no water gets on that step, so you couldn't even have enough water to cover a machat. So hoy you so machat shenisun al mayli samor or yemeli chomevi b'mayi kim shover ol ha'gal istei or. So what he does, he just with his hands, he pushes the water of the mor. So then the water falls upon the step, and that covers, that immerses, that overtakes the machat with water. And even though that on that spell, on that step, you don't have memsor. And midrabbonon we require memso even for tefillas kelim, even for tefillas machat. But the answer is, when he pushes the water, when he waves with his hands over the water, so then there is a connection, there is a continuity of flow between the water in the moro and the water that is thrown over the step. So mele, there is yiruv, so it's a good feel. Gives a gal to you. All right, now, the rap. Hidlo is a mishagle overis, we have shlavi of kulo kachel mikro kotten, koze she shiur emi tzum tzom, elim ki ragle o shekel bitit, hove she niniro bimad bilen bay, shamayim mikadn lahad bilo raglayim, ken she ishku bitit, uvi mayim utbul, shemim of merudodim, it's very shallow, she namayim amukim achmas, shamik verochei, vamayim mispashtim bichule, vi avon pishi ishmim emsoo, so, in kol gufe, so still in kol gufe mischase b'mayim vasachas. So he has to do something in order to raise the level of the water, that in one particular section there should be enough water to immerse himself. Kevish es adach shel mikvah afil chvilei tzvi konim vafak avdin nirek mikvah shecholke afil hoche hoim v'amayim nichnosim neyem lehav echoluk v'kevish dino katan tishoi tzvi vakanim tzofen al pnei amayim v'tzorich lir b'shalim avonim. So מן הנאי המים ביודו, כימי שמעגל של מים על המעלו של מקווה, שהמחת מונרבה, ויצופו מיגל על המחת תאירו, ופי שהמחת דקו וקטנו, ויורי פנטיפול למים, דרך להביל הקיים. Now, tomorrow, I have to start the shiur at 9 o'clock in the morning. Now, tomorrow, so first of all, you have to go over the Gemara in Yevomes, Loishono la'atrobe, Avon rube ve'elech posne, it's not be aleph, be ve'ez in Yevomes, Birikor. And then, you have to go over a small sugye in Makis Dabdalet, whether the machlik is between Rov and Rav Popi, whether in that Mishneh, whether we are dearest in the Mishneh, Shleisha Lugi Mayim Chosa Kurtev in Ofer Mesechon Kurtev, or we are dearest Shleisha Lugi Mayim the way it appears here, in Ofer Mesechon Kurtev. It's a small piece of Gemara, Davdali de Makis. And then it's Rav Kivir Asakashi, I'm the Rav Batanore, because of that Gemara. And then you should, in connection with Shelek. So first of all, there is the din is nifsek in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Aleph Sif Lamed. Reish Aleph's Sif Lamed. You should go over the Shach and that Sif Kotn Ayin Aleph. Sif Kotn Ayin Aleph. Because there are many shittes of Hashem in regard to Shelek. It's not so poshet that Shelek can be used for tefillin. Because the Raivet shittes, the Rosh shittes, and the Rav shittes is, and probably the Rambam shittes also, even though the Shach says that the Raivet shittes, the Rambam shittes is not like that. But the Rosh shittes and the Rambam shittes and Rabbi Nisimche's shittes, Rabbi Nisimche's original shittes, that the Mordechai, you should look up the Mordechai at the end of Bamitin in Shabbos. So he mentions in Machlekes between Rabbi Nisimche and Rabbi Avrom Mibin. So Rabbi Nisimche said that when the Mishnah says the Chelek is Mailin Veloy Peislin, it means that it's Mailin Veloy Peislin even before you crush it, even before it's crushed. So a person, someone with stomach, can immerse himself in Shelek itself before it's nimach, before it's washed. So the Shelek itself has a din of mayim. That's what Rabbi Nisimcha says. And Rabbi Avrom Mibim says, and that's the shita of the Rosh also. Even though the Shach is machmir, but it is assumed that the Rosh shita is the Shelek is my level of pay sale, so Shelek is kosher a little bit even before it's nimach, before it's crushed. So because Shelek itself has a din of mayim. Shelek itself has a din of mayim. And but then there is a shaila. So at first Rabbi Nisimcha said that one can be teveil in Shelek itself if before it is crushed. And he doesn't have to worry about the hollow that is in the shalik. So then he said, the true one can be teveil in shalik, even before it is crushed. But you know, if you have a shalik, so many times there is a big hollow in the shalik. So that hollow cannot be mitzurev in the memsor. In the memsor. But Rabbi Nisim Chashite is that you can be tevel even in shalek before it's nimach. Rabbi Avrom Mibin, the Mordechai in Pirik Mametenim, he said that you only can be tevel in the shalek after it is nimach. But before it's nimach, it's not mine. Shalek is a salad. It's not mine. Rabbi Avrom Mibin. Now, the shite of the Raivet is, now then the shite of the Raivet is in Sharamayim, the Raivet that is in this Sharamayim, so it's Kuf Chof Gimel. So the Raivet says that the whole aloche of that the Mishnah says by Shelek that it's that it's Maile V'loi Peislin, it only means that it can be Mitzure, it can be Mashal in the Mikveh. In other words, if you had Chof Aleph So Mayim, Mayim Shem Shuvim, and you have your Tess of Shelek, so the Mikveh is Ksheyo. But to make a Mikveh exclusively out of Shelek, that you cannot. And then the Eshkel also mentions such a sheet. Also mentions such a sheet. Now, that, and, but most Rishonim appear to say that the Pshat in the Mishnah, when it says, Mailim Veloy Peislin, means that Shelek itself can be used for a Mikveh, and you don't have to be Nimach, you don't have to crush it, and you can even dump Shelek from the street. You can dump Shelek from, let's say, from one place in the Kele, and then dump it out of the Kele and in some other place and be tabled it. Because Shelek has a din of Mayi, Likule, so Tvile Izele even before it's washed, but on the other hand, the Psul of Shov doesn't apply to Shelek. So you can fill up a Kele with Shelek and then bring it into the Mikveh and dump it into the Mikveh and then be tabled it. That's one sheet. Then there is another sheet that the Balamoya says that when the Mishnah says Veyidu Anshe Mitvo Mishmoy Shom Alehem Tzu Veyoviu Shelek Vasu Mikveh Bitchilo, it doesn't mean, as many Rishonim assume, that you can make al Yidishov a Mikveh of Shelek. In other words, fill up a kele with Shelek and then bring it to the Mikveh, to the Beis HaTfileh, dump them into the Beis HaTfileh, and then be table in the Shelek. That you cannot do. But what the Anshe Mikveh said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel was that it's all right to bring Shelek in the kele and then to dump it on the ground near the Beis HaTfileh, and then through Hamshochem it should come into the Mikveh. But only through Hamshochem. So that will be Afkia, the Psul of Shov. But without Hamshochem, so the Psul of Shov applies to Shelek also. That's the Balamoya. And this is the Balamoya and the Asoges. Now, it's Daf Kuftes here. And then you have the Asoges Raza, the Balamoya. Anyway, the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch is, Ein Shive Priseles El Bimai, Avla Shelek Ve'aborot Ve'akfir Siflamet, Avla Shelek Ve'aborot Ve'akfir Ve'amelech Ve'atit, Shuof Tzas, Afil Yesh Biraku Shiyachilim Lorike Mikli El Kli, Ein Shive Priseles Ben, Shim Shoav Me'ilu Limikve Achosa Loi Paslu, Ve'lo Yeid Al Afilosa Kol Amikve Mishelek, או יקפי או יבורות שיביאו בכלי ועושו מהם מקווה קושי. זה מחב הפסקנס לכולה, that you can make לכתחילה מקווה out of שלק, and you can be shaved the שלק in the kele, and then you can dump the שלק, into the ביסת תפילה, and it's kosher מקווה. So of course, according to פסק המחבה, there is no problem in making mikvois. All you have to do is just to fill up in a big kettle with shelek, and then to dump the shelek into the bisafir. The Ramo says, "Uchshemimai, uchshemishayir, shir amikve bishelek yimayich chloli tchila, yimayich chloli tchila." B'siyosem shemarai v'dvarosh v'rinkos v'rambam. In other words, that chite is also the shelek has a din of mayim, but usually, when you have shelek, so you have a bulk of shelek, so there is a hole in the middle. Now that, so you have to be mayer to the hole in order not to be mitzarev the hole, which is empty space, into the memso of shelek, because that is not filled up by shelek. V'yoz muter litvil beikmeishu. Mordechai Seif Pirik Bamatinim Bishem Rabbi Nishmai. So at first the Mordechai says Bishem Rabbi Nishmuel in the name of Rabbi Nisimcha also that Shalak is Mutar. And then Rabbi Nisimcha was Chazen. That in Shalak itself you cannot be Tevil. You only can be Tevil in the Shalak after it is squashed into water. But Rabbi Nishmaye, he held all the time, like Rabbi Nisimcha Shite originally. So he says, Rose Mutaliba Bikmeshu, Mordechai Sifter and Temishim Rabbi Nishmaye. Then the Ramos says, Vyesh Machmirim Lidvil Bicholele, Achimimucho Vinasemai, Vitev Hachmel Chatchile. So the Ramos is only Machmel Chatchile that first you should crush it. But the Ramos is not Machmir for the Shite of the Balamoye here, that by Shelek there is a psu of show. That the Ramo is not Machmir even Lechatchile. So originally, 40 years ago in America, most mikvois were made out of ice. And they relied on the psak of the Ramo, that the Ramo is Machmir, that you shouldn't be tevil in a mikveh of Shelek before you crush it. But after you crush it, so it's all right, because there is no psul of shov. But then, now I don't think there is a single mikveh in the United States, I haven't heard of such a mikveh, that it was made out of ice. Because that is a result of the immigration of the Hungarian Rabbonim, and they were opposed, and they assert. Rav Chaim Eizer himself was matir, a mikveh that is made out of ice. But all the Hungarian Rabbonim assert the mikveh that is made out of ice. There was a few Lithuanian gdelim who also assert. Rav Mishmordechai Epstein, for example, he also assert a mikveh that is made out of ice. But I don't think that today there is a single mikveh in the United States or in Canada that is made out of ice. That's the ashpoye of the Hungarian Rabbonim. But according to the psak of the Ramo, so Shelek, according to the psak of the Mechaber, you can be tevil in Shelek itself. According to the psak of the Ramo, lechatchile, you should be machmir not to be tevil in Shelek. But even the Ramo is not machmir for the psul of shov, of water that is made by crushing Shelek. That not. Mashenkin today, we are machmir for the other shittes of Ishenim, that by Shelek there is also a psul of shov. Anyway, you should go over the Raived and also in the Sefer HaEshkel and the Mordechai at the end of Bamateni. And tomorrow, the Shia, I have to start the Shia at 9 o'clock. A notice was posted on the bulletin board. It's really not fair that anyone who is not here for a certain Seder should not come to the Shia without an admit from Rabbi Giffen. And I'm not going to give any admit to anyone. So everyone who was absent, who was away at what, let's say, yesterday for one Seder, or Sunday for one Seder, the first or the second, should get an admit. And I'm not going to give an admit to anyone. I don't even want to discuss this. It's not my affair. So I don't want to embarrass, even though I said Friday that next time I will embarrass, but I still cannot do it. But it's really not fair to take advantage. And I'm mentioning it because you cannot take too much advantage of me. Because if you are absent at the Seder without an admit, so you shouldn't come to the Shia. I'm very sweet. Now, that Mishneh, the first Mishneh, deals with Shalit. Now the Rash, Eilu Mailin Vila Teislin, HaShelek V'Aborot V'Akfeyo V'Aglid V'Amelech V'Atit HaNirot. So Shelek is Male and it doesn't pass. Now the Raived in Sharamayim, so he mentions Tupshoti in this Mishneh. That says the Chelek is Mile Vilo Paislin. The question arises, if it's Mile, so certainly it's not, it doesn't pass. Why does the Mishnah have to say it? So the Raivet says, and Dafkuftes in Sharamayim. So he says his own Pshat. We Mikan Lomadnu Mikan, כאשלק אף על פי שמודדי במידו, ונוסני לסייך המקווה, לא ידעי שנפסה אל משום שובו, אלו שהוא משלים לממסו. ומי לא יפס לי, אין צורך לימר שאין פס לי. So it means, מי לי, needless to be mentioned that it doesn't pass. That's the ריבס פשט. And then he mentions another פשט. ומי שרץ לימר, תרת מילונים. Malin heyched in ofal mimele. So, you see, according to most Rishonim, Shelek has the unique feature that by Shelek the psul of Shov doesn't apply. So even as the Pashtus Haloshin of Rabbi Shmuel, the Veidu Anshe Midvo Mishmei Shamalem Tzuv Oviu Shelek Vasu Mikve Bitchilo. That means by Yodayim, you can make a mikve out of Shelek. In other words, the psul of Shov doesn't apply to Shelek. It only applies to Mayim Mamish. And even though Shelek has a din of Mayim, but not Ligabi the psul of Shov. So, the Ravid mentions in Pshat that this Mishneh that says the Shelek is Mailin Veloy Peislin, so it says two things. When it wasn't shown, when it started to snow in, so then it even is male, it's mashal in the mikve. So then it's not shown. V'loy peislim, heichad iromelei mir mebiyodayim. But it doesn't pass. If biyodayim, he dumped shelek into the mikve, so then it doesn't pass. But it's not male that way. V'loy peisli meichad irom alei mir miyadayim. Mi yehichad iromine biyadayim is loy male. What's the pshat? In other words, that as we mentioned several times, that there are two aloches in Shov. First of all, Shov is post. Shov is post. Is a psul. And Gimel Lugim of Shov passes the whole mikve. And then there is a halacha that if it's Kulei Shov or Rubei Shov, so then it doesn't have a halacha mikve. If it has only Gimel Lugim Shov, so Shem mikve it has, but it's a possible mikve. But if it's Kulei Shov, Rubei Shov, even if we say that Kulei Shov is only possible Rabbanon, but there is a difference between Kulei Shov and Gimel Lugim Shov. Gimel Lugim Shov in the Rabbonon, it's only a psul, but it's a mikveh it has. It's a mikveh psul. Mashein kein, if it's Kulei Shov, Rubei Shov, so it doesn't even have a shemik. So Memele, that cheetah that the Ravid mentions, that shelek that he shov, so then it doesn't pass. But to make a mikveh out of Shelek Shov, that not, so they hold, these Rishonim hold, that the Chachomim didn't apply the psul of Shov to Shelek. So maybe it doesn't pass. Masha'in came, there was another halacha, that the Shem mikveh can only be chal through Mayim Shenim Shuvim. So maybe the Shem mikveh couldn't be chal through Shelek Shov. But then he says, the Ravid says, V'yovi shenika, midiktone seife tzuvo v'yu shalek. Uftisefte din mikvoi istanye, meide Rabbi Yehuda shemei viti tanirek ba'arevo, umasike v'yered v'tevo bi. Avol v'nizborer, im nachshe v'yse iso kemo ishehu, koi lichshe yispasha. Shenachshe v'amayim, sheyeitzim menu, ka'amayim hayeitzim imenu im agim limidosa. In other words, that's another machlok reshenim. Now Shelek is he has a din of mayim, but when you are tabling Shelek, so it has to have them so. Avol nizbore im nachshe v'isi sok moishehu. In other words, that the shiur of memso is to be determined in the shelek itself, or there has to be enough shelek that after it melts in the mayim, there will be memsom. Oyle she is pasher she nachshiv a mayim she yitzimenu. Kamayim a yitzimenu magim l'midosim. Avul mashe shoninu, השלג דום ידיבור או דוגלית ותתעניירק דחמי שהי משנימי. נראה לשלג תנאמי כמי שהוא קום. קומה. But the הראשיינים will say that it must have enough שלג so that after it melts there will be ממסו. לדיבר רבי ישמואל דומר השלג נמאף מעלס המקווה. אפילו לכשיספשר נאמי אומר נמאל. Now then he discussed another question. Because Rabbi Akiva said that Hoyo Rabbi Shmuel Dom Kinegdi Leimer Hasheleg in Emale Samik. So the Rambam Pirsha Mishne says that when Rabbi Akiva says Hoyo Rabbi Shmuel Dom Kinegdi, so he just for argument's sake he was trying in order to clarify the Deen. So he was discussing and arguing the other point of view. But Rabbi Shmuel himself always held that Sheleg is Males HaMikveh. However, the Raivet Shitei is not like that. That not that Hoyo Rabbi Shmuel Dom Kinegdi only Derech Mikuach in order to clarify the point. But Mamesh Alibed Emes, he was Dom Kineged Rabbi Akiva. And he held at first that Sheleg is Males HaMikveh, and then he passed that Tzuva Viu Sheleg Vasu Mikveh Bitchil. So the Raivet Shitei is that Rabbi Shmuel at first held that Sheleg is possible. Now the question is, when Rabbi Shmuel said that Sheleg is possible, when he said at first Sheleg is possible, did he mean that while it's in the state of Sheleg it's possible in Tvile? Because Sheleg is not mine, Ligabi Tvile. But after it melts, it's alright, or even after it melts. So he says, "Yidiv Rabbi Shmuel Domar Hashalik in Makal Samikve, Afilu Lechziz Pasha Name Omar in Male, My Time Bishas Nifile, Eichol Kochoshim Lei, Veoid Midikamrinon." According to Rabbi, the way Rabbi Shmuel held at first, but of course we don't pass like Rabbi Shmuel. He held the like the shita of Rabbi Shmuel at first. Void mit kam na shel ga bod le kom am ya shel ga bod ta un mit me shein kam le mi un nire. So he says, so the Raivet Shitei is that the measure of aboim so is to be determined on the basis of the shelig itself, not on the basis of the measure it will have after it melts. Mi un nire she tzorich li moache shel yehei tofuach v'chol. Elo shehei koshek in aborot vakvir. In other words, but true, the Raivet Shitei is that if the shelek itself has memso, even though it does not have memso, after it melts, so it's already kosher. But he has to quash the void parts, because many times in shelek, so on top you have void space, that's not shelek, that's just void space. So he has to be mimameyach a little bit, shall yohei tofuach v'cholu, elo sheyikoshe kin aborot vakve. I mean that everybody will agree. I mean because the cholol, that's not shalek, that's nothing. V'im teima, l'rabonu on kivin di kochash v'lo mashkeli in ashlome amayim peisli. The rabonu say that it is mashlim, so in other words, shelek has a din of mayim, even though it's a salad, shelek. So it has a din of mayim, like abitvile, that it can be mashlim in mikveh. So monefshach, if it has a din of mayim, and the shelek can be mashlim in mikveh, so why is it better than mayim? Mayim, if it chove, puzzles. So here too, it should puzzle. And here with the Rabbonon say, the mal in veinim peisli, v'nirali mishum, they have a dovo shineisim mikveh lechatrila. The inu malim is a mikveh ko amginon. The miute mitztarif lerube. Avoloi kol mikveh. The veloi afilo mechtzu memenu. Ein teilun dey. Vafilu lichshi yispasher. Viyye mayim. Hoyu vishas tefile lo hoyu rohu litfile. Hilkach in Peislim, Mishim Shuvim, the Mayim goes with Shuvim, Mishimakesh, the Mayom, Mamayim, the Shamayim, Afmiku, the Shamayim, Avu Shomashkim, we go well, Mishim Shino Mare Bilvat, Measmachte, the Crow, Mikve Mayim, will Mikve Shomashkim, Avu Mishim Shuvim, like Hilkach, Titanirik, Vahana Hachine, Kimgil of Mayim, Murinu, Lasis, Mikve Bitrilo, Vishino Mare, Lesbe Wayne Peislim. So the Raibe Chite is that when the Rabbonon say Malim v'lipeislin, it doesn't mean that the whole mikveh, that the whole mikveh can be made out of shelig exclusively. That not, but shelig has it is like mayim and it's not completely like mayim. So memele, since it is a little bit like mayim. So mimele, you can be mashlin the mikveh. In other words, if the roof consists of mayim shenim shuvim, if you have chafalef, so mayim shenim shuvim, then you add yuteso shelek, so then it's mashlin. So there are many things that are not completely like mayim, and they cannot be used exclusively for constituting a mikveh, but it is mashlin. So shelek is only mashlin. What does it mean, mashlim? In other words, if the miut, if the yuteso, is consists of shelek, and you have chopalipso of mayim shenishuvim, then it's all right. So he says, avoloi kol mikve, veloi afilu mechtsu mimenu, ein teivlim bei, vafilu lichshi yispashe, viyia mayim, hoilu vishas nefile lohoir only tfile. So if the rov, kulei or the rov, consists of shelek, so even after it melts, it is possible. Since at the very outset, at the time when Memso accumulated in the pool, in the mikveh, so it was not holy tefillah, so mele, even after it melts, it is possible. Even after it melts, it is possible. So that is the shittes right. In other words, it's not such a din poshut that shelek can be used for tefillah. We see that according to the Raivet, the whole aloch of shelek is that it can be mashlin in the mikveh, but it cannot constitute a mikveh. In other words, if it's kuli shelek or rubi shelek, chafalefso shelek, then it's possible. Then it's possible even after it melts. Why? Because at the time when the memso entered the mikveh, he did not have a chalisha mikveh. So that's a riot, what I said yesterday, that mikveh, the chalisha mikveh, cannot take effect out of the blue sky just like that. But if at the time when the memso enters the mikveh, so it can have a chalisha mikveh, so then it has a chalisha mikveh. But if at the time the memso enter the pool, so then it does not, for some reason, it does not have a chalisha mikveh. So even because it shows, so even if that reason doesn't apply later on, but it cannot, the shemikveh cannot be chal later on. Only if at the time that the memso enter the mikveh, at the very outset, it can have a chalisha mikveh. Oh, so that's the Raivichi. That shelek is not kosher little bay, it's kosher lihashlim es hamikveh. But the Raivichi is, in order to be mashlim the mikveh, so even if it is shov, so it's kosher. In other words, the psul of shov doesn't apply to shelek. But shelek does not have a din of mayim that you should be able to make a mikveh exclusively out of shelek. That not. But it has a din of mayim to be mashlim. And when it's mashlim in the mikveh, if you use only a miut of shelek, so then you can use even shelek shov too. You can use even shelek shov too. And to be mashlim in the mikveh, so it's kosher even before it melts. To make the mikveh exclusively out of shelek, so then it's possible even after it melts. But just to be mashling, to memso, so it's kosher according to the Raivet, even before it melts. The Balamoyer in his asoges, so he's masik on the Raivet, and he says, Kol ze, kosaval ze, horav, lomadno mikan, ki ashelek aval pishe moridu, vinosnu mi se hamikve, loy daish in peislom shim shov, elo shu mashlim memso. So that's the sheet of the Raivet, and that's the sheet of most Rishenim. Most Rishenim. The only Rishenim who are chilek on this din, and who say that the psul of Shov so applies to Shelek also, is the Balamoyeya, and one Loshen in the Smag. We'll soon see the two Rishenim in the Smag. Now, so he says, V'onut mei, meheichon lomad, shemibimdide osu an shemitves amikve, oi sheiviyo es ha-shelek bekelim. So in other words, what's the mokeh that by Shelek we don't apply the psul of Shov? Because of this Mishnah, Yidu Anshe Midve Mishmei, Shoma Lohem, Tziyu Veoviu Shelek Vasu Mikve Bitchilo. So the Raivet assumed, Tziyu Veoviu Shelek Biyodayim. They just dump Shelek into the pool. So he says, that's not the pshat. Emeichol Omashim Gide Osa Anshe Midve Samikvo Sheviu Sa Shelek Bekelim. Shemo Biyodayim. Osu veyulichu im akarke keise sheshonino bitisefte zilei biyodov uviraglov gimu lugi mayim limikve posl hulichem nakarke kosha. Now you remember that I discussed the machlekes that the Nefesh Chayo mentions. The Chaim Lozer Vax, so he mentions the machlekes between Chachme Italian and Chachme Venetia. In other words, so what's the machlekes? If let's say they dumped mayim in a kele, but if you dump mayim in a kele, if you pour mayim in a kele, so then it becomes shov machmas milu bikli. So they were minakev the kele. So mele the kele did not have a chaleshem kele, so it couldn't become shov machmas milu bikli, but It should become shov, machmas milu bikatev, because there are two kinds of shov. So, biyodayim, they filled up the kelim hanikuvim with mayim. And then they poured it on the ground near the mikveh, and then that water glided in, passed into the mikveh. So there was a machleke between Chachme Italia and Chachme Venezia. So the Chachme Venezia, they were matter that mikveh. Because they are two kinds. Now we pasken the chov bikulei. I mean, hamshoche bikulei is not effective. Hamshoche is only effective bimute. So memele, it couldn't be muter on the basis of hamshoche. Because they pour the water from the kelim hanikuvim on the ground, gimul tvochim away from the mikveh, because hamshoche mikulei we paskin that it's possible only hamshoche b'miyute, but still, so because of that reason, so the chachme italia paskin that this mikveh was possible, because true it wasn't shov machmas milu bikli, but it was shov machmas milu bikatev. It was shov machmas milu bikatev. And Chachme Venezia said that since they didn't, when can it be shov machmas milu bikatev if you directly pour it into the mikveh? But here they poured the water from the kelim hanikuvim on the ground, and then it flowed in by itself. So maybe it's not milu bikatev and milu bikli. The reason, because it didn't have a chaleshem kele. So you see that the Balamoyer shite is like the Chachme Venezia. He says, "Vi onut mei meichalomach shemimdido osu an shemidve es amikvo yishivi es hashelik bikelim shemo biyadeyem osu veyulichu im akarki." So in other words, So Some of them also. So they just took shelek in the hands, and then they dumped it on the karke, and then the shelek glided into the mikre. So in other words, so there is no psul. So there is no psul. So anyway, so first of all, we see from the Balam Moyer that he agrees with the shite of the Chachmei Venetzi, not with the shite of Chachmei Italia. But then the Balam Moyer, he holds that the psul of Shov applies to Shelek also. Because the Mokeya from the Mishneh, the psul of Shov doesn't apply to Shelek, is the Yidu Anshe Midve Mishneh Shomalem Tzuvo Viu Shelek was Mik Mitchila. So in other words, so all the Rishonim assume that it means they place shelek in the kele and then they dumped it from the kele in the mikveh. So then it means, then the Mishnah implies that there is no psul of shov in shelek. But according to the Balam Moyer, they didn't place it in kele. They just took it in their hands and then they dumped it on the ground and then it glided in to the mikveh. Anyway, this is the Balam Moyer Shiti. So far we just have one rishi that says that the psul of shov applies to shelek as well, but there is another rishi. Now you turn to the Tisefte in Tares Perik Veis Halacha Gimel. Now, Tisefte Tares, Perik Beis, Halacha Gimel, at the end, the last line in Halacha Gimel. Shov Shehiglit, Toyea Mishumayim Shuvi, Nimeichu Koshal Hakrisol. In other words, if he had Mayim Shuvi, and then it turned into ice, let's say you have a frigidaire, so you pour water and you put it in the frigidaire and then it turns into ice. So the water, the moment you poured it into a kele, so it became shov. But then it turned into ice. So toya mishumayim shuv. So since it turned into ice, so the psul of mayim shuv mispoken. Because from this disefte it's mashma that the psul of mayim shuvim applies only to mayim mamish. It doesn't apply to shelek and to ice. It says nimuchu, then it melted, koshal hakvisal. So 40 years ago, when there were a number of mikvois in the United States that were made out of artificial ice, so it was based upon this tisef. But even though, according to most Rishonim, it's all right, but the Smag in the Mitzvah Stvile, he mentions two pshat. One pshat in the Smag is Shov Sheig Litoya Mishumayim Shuvin Nimeichu Koshal Hakvisalov, that Shov doesn't apply twice. So Mimele, even though it was Shov originally, when you poured water into a kele, then it turned into ice, so the Shem Shov was spoken. Mimele, when it melts, so it is muta. Now, according to that, the first lotion of the smag, so you can make a mikveh out of artificial ice. Now, then the smag has a second lotion, and the smag says that now the second lotion is based upon the sheet of the shilters. You remember when we discussed the union of Shov Bikulei, whether it's kosher or not kosher, so the sheet of the shilters is that Shov Bikulei is ineffective. But if you are, let's say, if you had memso, maim shuv, and then you are mamshich, I mean, hamshoche bikule, so the shita of the shiltes is that hamshoche and shov bikule or andrube is ineffective. However, if you had memso maim shuvim and then you are mamshich the memso into the mikveh, and then it's, so you cannot be teivel in that mikveh. But if after you are mamshich the heretofore, mem so maim shuvim into the mikveh, it started to rain, and then another additional mem so rained in. So if am shochet not taken place, so then the raining in of even of 1,000 so wouldn't be machshir the mikveh, because once you have gimel lugim in the mikveh, so it passes all the mayim. But in view of the fact that this is the sheet of the shiltes, that the heretofore mayim shuvim was nimshach, so mimele, even though you cannot be teveil in that memso that was nimshach, but if it starts to rain and an additional memso rains in, so then you can be teveil. So again, we explain it on the basis that there are two aloches in Shov. First of all, there is a psul of Shov, and then on Shov, if the memso or the rov of the memso is Shov, so then a shem mikve cannot be chal on Shov. So mele, am shoche is only effective to be mafkia the shem psul, but am shoche cannot confer a chalei shem mikve upon something that before did not have a chalei shem mikve. So mele, here if he was mamshi hold the memso, so the psul of Shov is poka, but you cannot be table in this particular memso because it does not have a chalei shem mikve. So, but since the psul of Shov is poka, if it rains and another memso rains in, so then you can be table. That's the sheet of the shiltes. So the second loshen in the smag, the second pshat in the smag, is in accordance with the shite of the shiltes. And he says the pshat in the tisefte is shov shehigli toya mishumayim shuvim. So nimuchu is kosher lahakvis olov. What it means kosher lahakvis olov? Only if you manipulate that an additional memso should come into the mikveh. But only if an addition, if you manipulate that an additional memso of mikshomim will rain in. Otherwise not. Why? Because the conversion, so the smag in the second pshat says, the conversion of ice, sheleg, ice into water, this in itself has a din of amshoch. It's also a form of amshoch. One form of amshoch is when you dump on the ground and then it glides into the mikveh by itself. But there is another form of amshoche, and that is when you convert, when ice or sheleg is converted into water, when it melts, that's also amshoche. But amshoche bikule is ineffective. But the shilte says, even though it's ineffective to be machshir that memso itself that was nimshach, but it is effective to be mafkir the psul. But then you need another, an additional memso mikshomi, in order that it should have a chalisha mikveh. So this is the pshat. This is the pshat in the second pshat of the smag in the tisefte. So kosher hakvis olov by manipulating that an additional memso of mikshomim should rain. So in other words, according to the second pshat of the smag, so you cannot use artificial ice, because you will have to resort to an additional memso mikshomim should come in. So mal tereach hazeis, some mele, since you cannot use the whole purpose of using artificial ice is to make it easy to make a mikveh. But since you cannot use that water that melted, but you have to resort to an additional memso, so what's the purpose of using artificial ice? So in other words, so those who are matir, like Reb Chaim Ezer, he was matir, a mikveh made out of artificial ice, because he was not cheshesh. In other words, so the second pshat in the smag agrees with the shita of the Balamoyim. In other words, that actually by sheleg there is also the psul of Shov. But when you convert the sheleg into water, And there is no element of Shov in the conversion. I mean, it becomes converted by itself. So that is in itself Hamshoche. But Hamshoche Bekula is ineffective. So in other words, the second Lashon, so we have two Shinis of Hashanim, that the Psul of Shov applies to Shalit. That is the Shite of the Balamoyeya, and also the Shite of the second Lashon in this month. Now, I asked you to go over the Mordechai. At the end of Amatini. Maise Bolif Ne Rabbi Shmaya. Yesterday, I think, I mentioned the machlekes between Rabbi Nisimche, and I said Rabbi Avrom Mibien. It was a slip of the tongue. It's not Rabbi Avrom Mibien, it was Rabbi Elazar Mibien. All right, it doesn't make any difference. So Maise Bolif Ne Rabbi Shmaya. That's the last piece in the Mordechai at the end of Mametini. Milifnei Rabbi Nishmaya Mishpiro, Biyoda Mechot Shehitviles Oiso Shehitviles Ishtei Bishalem, Sheine Mifusha, Umarzik Memso. So the Tvile took place in Shelek, unmelted Shelek, uncrossed Shelek. Vehiro Rabbi Nisimche, so the first, the original Shita of Rabbi Nisimche was that the Tvile was a good Tvile. She also a Tvile. V'rayim misachas mikvois, ditnan ha-shelik v'aborot, malin ha-mikve v'lipeislin, alme mutva litvo b'shelik. V'lekele meima, so Rabbi Nisimcha said, the behuvtshu okamayim, that it has reference to the shelik after it melted. Nushkamayim, dos pshite dehavik moishomayim, v'chim posak, chim kosav Rabin Boruch Magenz, if the Mishneh, when it says male, has reference to, I mean, the Arishenim who say, Rabbi Elazar Mibien. So he says that it has reference only to after it melted. So Rabbi Simcha said it first. No, it couldn't. The Mishnah couldn't have reference to after it is melted, because after it is melted, so Maikom Hashmolom. But that's no raya. There is a big chidesh. The chidesh is that there is no psul of shov. So that's a big chidesh. So it's a big chidesh. So in other words, even though the shelek was shov and then it melted, so it's kosher. But maybe only after it melts, but before it melts not. All right. So he says, "V'lek le'meim adiuv shokamay dot pshit avik mishomay v'chin kosher rabin boch magenzi v'arav rebe lezer." מביים מפורש היית מסחס מקוויש שוויסי עירה שאוף שירו ואוקו משמלון שובץ לחידש דין דין שוב עם הרי so that's the חידש but before it melts it's not מים you cannot be תיבל and according to you see so it's not like the שיטס הרייבד the שיטס הרייבד is that it cannot you cannot constitute a mikveh exclusively out of shalik or rubi out of shalik. But mute out of shalek, you can eat this mashlim even in the form of shalek. Exclusively, according to the Raivet. So even after it melts, is it possible? The shite of Rabbeinu, Rabbi Elazar Mibien is that the shalek after it melts can be used for a mikveh. So can constitute a mikveh completely. After it melts. And before it melts, it cannot even be mashed. So it's not like the shit has arrived. It's an altogether different shit. So then he says, V'gam Rabbeinu Simche, Hitir B'tchilose, V'lipseif Chozabe, Ki yefsher shekol ha-sheleg, Ho'ele li-memso yagi ha-bipso. So Rabbeinu Simche, so at first he agreed with Rabbeinu Shmai, and that shelek can be used for tefillah. But then he was chazer. But he was chazer not because of the reason of Rabbi Elazar Mibien. Rabbi Elazar Mibien's reason is because shelek is not mayim. And when the Mishnah says that it's mashlim, it can be used for tefillah, it means after it melts. And the chiddush is that the psul of shov doesn't apply. But Rabbi Simche, so at first held that you can be table in the shalek. Then he said, no, you cannot be table in the shalek because it's impossible that all the shalek that in which the haguf is immersed should have memsah. So the Bes Yosef is masik on Rabbi Simche's chazore, and he says, where did we ever hear such a thing that when a person is stable in the mikveh, so every drop of the memsah has to touch his body? There is no such thing. So then, no tefillah is good because it's impossible. I mean, not impossible, but it's very unusual that a person should be tefillah in the mikveh and that every drop of memsah should touch his body. The answer is he doesn't have to. Not every, as long as the mikveh has memsah, even though only 20 so overtakes his body, so it's all right. So why Rabbi Shalik is different? Now, and Rabbi Simcha doesn't mean ki efshia shekol ha-shalik o'il le-memso, because in shalik, if you have a lump of shalik, so there are many void spaces. So of everybody will agree that if the goof, if part of the goof, let's say one hand of the person who is stable in shalik, is immersed not in the shalek but in the void space of the shalek, so of course it's no tefillah. Void space is not mine, void space is nothing. So in other words, Rav Nesimche has reference to the case where the tefillah did not take place in void spaces, where the tefillah took place in the shalek itself. Still, since not memso of the shalek overtakes the body of the person, so it's not good. So the Bes Yosef is masik, Rav Nesimche. Ve'idam rinon, eimad vilim bikifin, v'gam little yodayim v'klim oli shalek, hamar zik revi is kachadin. So then he says another reason, eimad vilim bikifin. So then, again, the Bes Yosef is masik on that. Eimad vilim bikifin, the Gemara says, in regard to a wave from the yam. Let's say, when the wave breaks, so let's say, if it's in the form of an arch, so if one is tevel, in the pillar of the wave, so it's a good tefillah. But if he's tevel in the arch, so it's not a good tefillah. So why isn't it? Why be kifin not? So the Rambam says, we discussed it, because there is no tefillah ba'avir. Tefillah has to be bikarki. So in other words, when the wave breaks, so a wave is set up and it consists of two pillars and then the arch. So the pillar, The pillar is considered to be on the karake, but the arch is not considered to be on the karake. So that's only shayach in the liquid. In the liquid is the shayach. So in other words, the arch of the mayim, as the wave breaks, is not considered to be on the karake, but in the solid. So if you let's say have a door in the form of an arch, so will you say that only the post stands on the karke? The arch on top does not stand on the karke in mayim. So the kifin is not considered to be mutal bikarke. But in shalek, it's a solid thing. So mimele, not only the pillar of the shalek, but even the arch of the shalek is also considered to be mutal, to be muna bikarke. Alright, so then, now. Alright, so the Rabbi Simcha holds that even by shalek, because shalek is not, you know, a real solid. It's a semi-solid shalek. So merely just as Likabi Mayim, we say that the arch is not considered to be standing on the karake, only the pillar, the amudim, matbilim ba'amudim, ve'matbilim b'kifeh. So shalek, which is a semi-solid, so also the arch is not considered to be mutal on the karake, only the pillar. That's the shite of Rav Nesimche. But the other halacha that Rabbi Simcha says, that because kiyefsha shekol ha-shalek o'il le-mem so yagia b'soro. So the question is, where is there such a halacha that every drop of mem so has to touch the boso, the goof of the person? The answer is, actually it's a good question, I discussed it many times. How is it that when a person immerses, now there are many rishonim who say that the shio mem so is a requirement in the ma'aseh tefillah, not only the halisha mikveh. I mean, we saw that Rav Netamshit is like that. So the question arises, if If Memso, the Shiur of Memso, is a Shiur in the Maise Tvile, so Memele, so no Tvile should be a good Tvile, because usually when a person immerses himself in the Mikveh, so the goof is not overtaken by Memso. First of all, suppose it's a Tinik, immerse a Tinik in the Mikveh. So how much water overtakes the goof of a Tinik? So still it's a good tvile. But why, according to Rabbi Tam, Memso is not just the aloche in the Halisha Mikveh, but the Maise tvile has to be in a quantity of Memso. So how are all tviles male? So the answer is because of the aloche of Viruv Mikvois, Kishveres Aleid. So in other words, if the Mayim in this corner of the Mikveh is Miurev, with the mayim in the other corner of the mikveh, so al pedin we consider that the mayim in this corner is also in the other corner. That's the aloha of Yeruv Mikvois, as Reb Chaim says. So memele, the shita of Rabbi Simcha is, when is there aloha of Yeruv Mikvois, that the mayim in this corner is also over there, and the mayim in that corner is over here, in mayim, in liquid. So there is such a concept as Yeruv. Mashenken in the salad, there is no such concept of Yeruv. So if the tefillah has to be ale, has to be effective in a salad, so then every sort a quantity of memso must overtake the goof of the person. And that's an impossibility. It's an impossibility that memso should overtake. So memele, the tefillah is not a good tefillah. But when it's stable in mayim, so then, through the aloha of Viruv, Mikvoish, Veres Aneit, so the Mayim in this corner is considered to be the Mayim in the other corner. It's one Mayim. But that's only Mayim, not in Shalet. And so the Shita of Rabbi Nishmayo, is that the aloha of Viruv, Mikvoish, Veres Aneit applies to Shalet also. All right.